Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pop Douglas on this show hour and a half ago or so, and I know for one, Courtney is great with that explanation on why he was chuckling about whether or not it was a design play or what have.
I just think it shows somebody who is very confident in themselves. Like, I really think that a lot of guys would become very defensive when Curtis says, you know, some people were upset with the way you answered that question. For him to just say, nobody's going to steal my joy, I just thought that it was a very honest answer, and I don't think you'd get that from a lot of guys.
I feel like Patriots fans feel like Pop Douglas stole their joy.
That is
but
true.
It depends on whether or not it bothered you. Like, when I heard it, it didn't bother you? No, I didn't even think about it until
we were talking about it
Monday
morning.
Until people were bringing it up, right?
It bothered me, but right. The explanation is a good one. Like, he said, you know, he acknowledged that it was a mistake, and that, and I, so, like, well, he's a young guy, and he's gonna make mistakes, and so I feel better about it.
What bothered me more is not being aware of where you were on the field, like, and understanding the situation. Like, that bothered me more than the giggle or the laugh or the awkward smile or whatever he did. So that was bothersome to me is not really when you're like, well, I kind of knew, but I like, no, in that situation, pre-snap, you have to know. If you have, depending on your route, if it is a flat route, if it's one of those routes that are a little bit shorter, you have to take it a little bit deeper knowing that it's 4th and 2. So, like, that bothered me more is you not being aware of that situation.
And one thing that is totally different this year, and it is a mistake by the media and many fans, if this is last year's team, we're not talking about the smile as much as we are about the undisciplined approach by the team and it being an indictment on the head coach. And I'm sorry, I love Mike Vrabel. He does a great job with us on Mondays. But if your players don't understand situational football, that's on the coach. And I know in the NFL that we should blame the players, and we certainly have with Pop Douglas. But this is one of several occurrences in the first 3 games of the season that I thought would have been drastically improved from last year.
Yeah, it's abhorrent.
And that's the fortunate part for Vrabel is he has the Tennessee head coaching experience and view for the fans to be like, oh, he did it before, where a guy like Mayo never had that he didn't have that to fall back on. So people instantly criticized him and looked at everything with a fine-tooth comb, where Vrabel, he has the ability, even though it's unfair, to people be like, oh, he coached Tennessee too, and he was a really good head coach. So now people just instantly think, like, all right, give him some time. He'll figure it out.
What do you guys think the storyline is on Monday if the Patriots lose?
Wow. Oof.
I think it's going to depend. Does it fall on Ramondre again? Like, was he butterfingers?
Is it turnovers?
Was it turnovers?
If the offense doesn't look great, we already know Shime's going. It's Josh McDaniels.
Did Christian Gonzalez not play?
Or did he play?
Butterhands?
No, he is playing on Sunday. There's no way he's not playing on Sunday based on what Mike Vrabel said.
No, he's going to play, but how does he look, you know?
And how much is he playing?
Right.
We're talking about Christian Gonzalez?
No, I'm talking about Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He's going to play.
But how much is he going to play?
See, my thought is I don't know that he plays 100% of the snaps. Like, I think he probably plays only 50% as a gear up to get ready for the Bills next week.
He's had 8 months to heal.
It's been, 2 months, but still.
Oh, yes. I mean, give me a break. Like,
if they lose to Carolina, I think the thing is that people are going to be like, wow, we overestimated what Vrabel can do because this team stinks.
They shouldn't lose to Carolina.
But here, Greg asked the question, if they what would the conversation be?
I agree, Wiggy.
Oh, sorry, Curtis.
They need to win by like Patriots. 10 this week.
Right, but if they don't, then it's going to be like, this team stinks.
Yes, I agree. It is going to be an absolute nightmare if you lose to the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are not good at football at all. And you should be. You could conceivably be 3-0. Like, you should have beaten the Vegas Raiders,
right,
but you didn't. And you should have beaten the Steelers, but you turned the ball over five times.
Right. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, Sean, but you could easily be 0-3 if the running back doesn't put his foot out of bounds in Miami. Like, you were literally an inch away from being 0-3.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess that's possible. There's still a minute and change on the clock.
And Drake is great in those situations.
But they would have just killed the clock.
I mean, he's done it once before.
No, but they would have killed the clock. I think the situation that they were in that game is they would have just killed the clock and then kicked the field goal. And
he scored the touchdown, but he had stepped out of bounds.
If his foot is an inch smaller, then that's a touchdown. His foot doesn't go out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
And the Patriots get the ball back with a minute six.
But if he scores the touchdown, wouldn't that have put the Miami up by two scores?
No.
No, the Patriots.
They would have been up by a point. Right. All you need is a field goal.
All right.
978 text on the Subaru of New England text line. The only people Douglas bothered with his smiling and laughing is you negative media clowns.
That's so hurtful. That sounds like a pretty negative text.
I don't think it bothered everybody. It didn't bother me. I thought it was like a nervous laugh when he answered it.
Wiggy didn't mind it.
Yeah, it didn't bother me. I told you, I was more critical about, you know, his unawareness of the play.
But I understand coaching and discipline and all that, but is anybody trying to argue that Pop Douglas was not aware that it was a 4th-and-2 and that they needed to get the first down?
May kind of said it. Drake was like, I should have reminded him.
Drake said, trying to defend him, said, I could have reminded him in the huddle.
Okay, like, to me, that makes it seem like he didn't know.
He knew it was 4th-down, and he knew it was 4th-and-2. He just did. He was unaware of where he was on the field when he caught the football and he ran the route.
That's not what Drake was saying in that moment. But yes, I agree with you.
Right. My disappointment in Pop Douglas is that the Patriots should be better losers. They've done a lot of it. Like, they should know how to do it properly. And if they lose this weekend, I don't think they will, they will be 3-17 in their last 20 games. And it's really 2-18 because the only game they won, they tried to lose with the Bills last year in the final game of the season, which is historically awful. There can't be another team in football that has a worse home record over the last 20 games. And you're going to be 1-3 for the fourth consecutive season?
That won't be a good look. And I don't put anything on Drake May, but I just say, as the quarterback, as somebody who was in that huddle before, they should be, and not just Drake, but the receivers, everybody should be like, hey, make sure we're getting beyond the sticks. Don't forget, it's 4th-and-2. Like, before we even break the huddle, we should be reiterating in there, everybody, that, hey, make sure you get beyond the sticks.
Oftentimes, when you join the huddle, the quarterback would say, what's burning?
No, never that.
No.
Because I wasn't the only one who smoked in a huddle. Believe that.
He didn't smoke before games anyway.
No, hell no. Yeah. No. No, he's out of your mind. No,
ask never. Josh Gordon.
No, yeah, never, I can't never, I can't never. Smoke and operate.
What about the night before?
Huh?
What about the night before?
That's a shirt. I can't smoke and operate.
Nope. Hey,
I like that.
Dr. Wiggs.
Yeah, I'll be like really out of it.
Yeah, and if it's edibles, it's game over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even mess around with the
what's
edibles.
What's the movie? Is it Hall Pass where the guy poops in the sand trap?
What?
I think it is, yes. That's a good movie, by the way.
They got some really bad edibles. And
that was Jason Sudeikis, right?
And no, it was the Ryan British Reynolds? Actor. That's really funny. I don't remember his name.
Was Ryan Reynolds in that one?
I don't
think. Isn't it Owen Wilson was in Hall Pass?
You might be right about it. I'm not sure.
Hall Pass poop. Let's see. Here we go. Diarrhea scene. That sounds lovely. Anyway.
I just think that to answer Curtis's question, if you lose to Carolina, I think people are going to be like, this team stinks.
Yeah.
Stinks.
You know, I believe they turn it around and win this football game. It doesn't concern me.
No, I mean,
do you think they barely win, or do you think that they really crush them?
I think they win by, would you call barely winning a field goal or win by a touchdown? I think they win by a touchdown.
I think it's by 10. A weird gambling stat for you, just for those out there curious. Underdogs who win outright and then play again the next week as underdogs, lose at like a 70% clip. Like, don't cover the spread at like a 70% clip. Mm. So the Patriots should, at least according to history, 70% of the time, should cover this 5.5.
Good time for this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight. And who do you want to put it on with the Panthers Sunday?
I'm going to put it on Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
I want to see what he looks like, because we know when the Patriots lose games, it's because generally their secondary has given something up. So I want to see what Gonzalez looks like, how much he plays, and does he make a difference?
There probably also needs to be a small spotlight on Ramondre Stevenson, because Definitely. If he does play, he cannot fumble the football. If he fumbles the football again and plays in limited time, like, you have to cut him. You can no longer keep him on the roster.
Yeah, I like those. And speaking of gambling, if the Patriots win like we expect by a touchdown or so, what's the line Patriots-Bills next Sunday? They 10-point dogs?
No, I don't think quite 10.
Probably 7.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 7.5, 8.5.
Oh, give me Buffalo.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I can probably take a look at what the look-ahead line is if you'd like.
I would love a look-ahead line.
The look-ahead. Oh, Curtis.
Get
look
naughty.
At you. As of right now, Bills 10-point favorites.
Bang!
As of right this minute. Right. If the Patriots win, though, and they win convincingly, that number will come down slightly, I bet.
Yeah.
Yep. Right again.
You got a lock of the week college-wise, Curtis?
No, I quit. I'm so bad.
Really?
I don't want to hurt people. People
Not
need
Curtis's
to save money.
Year.
Yeah, it's just, you know, most of my life I've been wrong. Last year was an anomaly. So I'm just going to stay on the sidelines. I do. If BC loses to Cal, I think we should boycott Billy O for a week.
Oh, gosh.
Bulldogs?
Lock it up. Yeah, lock the dogs up. Lock the dogs. Huge, huge win against Tennessee in Tennessee, where they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have to come back. I would say lock it up. When you look at Alabama, the new head coach, there's a lot of like whispers around him and everything like that. If I'm going to give you a lock, I take my dogs all day long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.